Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
It's the 15-minute morning show podcast. Welcome back from the weekend, y'all.
Hello.
Y'all, we're still waiting for Brody to sign on.
Where is he?
He lost his track of time. Anyway, there's Froggy, and there's Gandhi, and Scotty B, and there's Danielle, and Scary.
Hello.
And Straight Nate, and Garrett.
Garrett!
Yes. And then any moment now, Dave
Here
Brody's
he
going to hop on. So where are we going with this thing today? What do you want to talk about?
You know, Danielle mentioned something about golden penis syndrome. Does anybody know what this is?
What? It's the Pete Davidson effect.
Yes.
Oh, the big D energy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Meaning you keep somebody around because that's what you got going. Like you can't understand why someone is with someone.
Right.
And then you realize, man, they must. My mom says this to me all the time. She's like,
your
he
mom?
Must, yes. She has said to me, he must be really good in bed because that's the only reason why she would still
that
be around.
That can't be the only reason. There's
what?
No way that someone stays with an ugly dude because he has a big penis.
I don't know.
Wait, what are you saying ugly? Calling Scary ugly?
Wait, hold on.
Wait, who's it? This isn't about me.
Well, this came up because of Scary. Scary, who says he never compromises with his girlfriend. He always gets his way. Danielle assumed, well, he's got a golden penis.
Yeah.
That's what brought us to this
You've
conversation.
You've got a golden penis.
Danielle, can you just clarify that your mom says it about other people, not about your husband?
Oh, no, not about me, but she will look at a couple and
wow.
She'll go, oh, the only reason that person is still with that person is because they must be good in bed. She has said that before.
I know what you mean, but the way it came across.
Yeah, I was a little confused too.
Yeah,
not
big,
in mind.
Big
no,
D
no, no.
energy. That's exactly what that is.
Do you think you have big D
not
energy?
Not really.
I have medium D energy.
Yeah, I've heard it the opposite way too, though.
Yeah, it doesn't work with medium D energy.
But I've heard it the opposite way. I've heard, oh, how does she land all those guys? She must have a golden vagina. I'm like, I don't know that a golden vagina would be like. I don't know.
Never heard that one.
Yeah, I don't know that I really want that.
Oh, look. There's Dave Brody. Turn David Brody's microphone on. So.
Yeah, his clean feed audio is not connected.
I see him.
Oh, here we go.
I got three dots.
Oh boy.
How many days does this happen out of the days we do this?
Yeah. All of them.
You want me to turn his Zoom mute off?
Yeah, maybe that would help.
Try that.
All right, I just asked him to unmute.
But he doesn't have headphones on, so can't even hear.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, his headphones are on.
Oh, he does.
He's there.
Brody says you need to connect him, Scary.
I know. I've done my job.
I think you're on now, Brody. You on?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. We all can right. just do this for 15 minutes.
No.
Hey, Elvis, so did you watch any football over the weekend?
No. No, I didn't.
I thought you would have been all in because even 2 weekends ago, when Lydia Malcolm was staying with you, Lydia said that you guys were excited to watch the football.
Yeah, but I didn't have any bets on any games, so I didn't care.
Oh.
I didn't care. Couldn't care less. I know Alex won 2 games this weekend. He voted for underdogs and won $800. And
wow, good for him.
So he voted for the 40. He went for the 49ers then.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, is he on yet? Are we done?
Brody just turned his camera off.
No, he's got to move over to Zoom audio. Yeah,
I did not watch any football. I just watched Ozark this weekend.
Yes.
How great! I mean,
so good.
Yeah.
The first almost 3 minutes, Elvis texts. He's like, oh my gosh, right away. I'm like, yep, they don't hold back. That's for sure.
So, Elvis, you're asking the question, like, when is the second part of the final season going to be released? Well, yes. Netflix does this thing where their shows that that have similar situations where they give you half the episodes in the front half of the year, they either wait 3 to 6 months. So anytime between now and June, we'll get the final seven
episodes. What? Now in June?
That's a long time.
What the hell, man?
Well, you know, look, we have no choice. We'll just sit here and just wait.
Well, we waited long enough, though. Do you know how long we waited for season four?
I do see something going on. My favorite character on Ozark is Ruth.
Yeah, I love Ruth.
My favorite character on Yellowstone is Beth.
Mm-hmm.
Tough as fucking nails, these women. They are tough to the point where they don't mind losing their lives just to prove that they're the toughest in the room. And I love them. I think they're both great characters.
That's not a spoiler, right?
No.
No, no.
No, okay.
Oh, it's their character.
No, no, just no.
So do you think you're attracted to tough women then?
It's not a sexual thing.
No, not a sexual thing. Just in general, like tough women.
No, just the characters are written really, really well. Are you on now, David Brody?
Okay. Nope.
No.
The way that microphone is, it looks so suspicious.
I know, it's like a big penis. Brody has golden penis syndrome.
I can't unsee it. He's
on now. He's on. Now you're on. Now, welcome to the 50.
Yes, there it goes.
My God.
Oh, my goodness.
Welcome to the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. I think we have like 8 minutes left, but you got on. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Can you rub that microphone?
Is that better for the mic?
Yeah, can you rub that microphone?
Yes, I'm doing that.
Wow. Oh, my gosh,
look how much it grew right quick.
Stop, Brody.
It's so funny.
So what did Brody miss? We're talking about Big D energy. Uh-huh. We're talking about strong women roles in TV shows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In Ozark.
We've been very busy. What are you watching these days, Brody?
I'm loving Peacemaker on Thursday nights on HBO Max with John Cena. Okay. It's hilarious and vulgar, and it's great.
Okay.
And Book of Boba Fett on Disney. And, oh, I just finished, Elvis, you know I finished watching Dexter New Blood. That was fantastic.
Yeah, I got to start that.
Nice.
Yeah, well, tonight, I don't know what we're watching because I have to compromise.
Yes. It's all about compromise.
Yeah, we were talking
about more than one television. Tell them to go to the other room.
No, I'll have to go to the other room. See, there's too much to compromise when you do that. Anyway. Mm. All right, what else we have up for grabs today?
Wow, all that.
Wow.
When's the last time you went roller skating?
Oh.
Yeah. Skating like with the four wheels?
Yeah, I did. I went roller skating on Saturday.
You did?
Ooh. Yeah, at the roller rink.
They still have those?
Yes. Yeah. They have one on Long Island called United Skates of America, and the Skatosaurus came out in the costume from the 80s. Yeah.
He's a dinosaur.
It's a dinosaur that comes out in a costume and skates around.
Did they call the police on you for being there or no?
Well, it's funny because I used to go. It's actually really good exercise. I used to go, but I would go without my kid, and I said, this is not okay. Oh. So Cooper and I went this time. That way I don't look like a creeper.
Oh, okay.
So you go roller skating at the rink for exercise?
Yeah.
By yourself?
I love this.
I only did that once, and I felt weird, so now I go with my kids.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like me in the middle of a birthday party, you know, skating around like this is not okay.
Grown man.
With fanny pack.
Can you skate backwards?
I can't. You're not allowed to, actually. Only certain songs you're allowed to skate backwards to.
What? Oh, I used to backwards skate all the time.
Yeah.
I
forgot how to skate forward.
Wait, hold on a second. How come only certain songs will allow backward skating?
I don't know. That's the rule there. I'm not sure. It's on the sign. And I said to Cooper, I'm like, when you roller skate, that's the time that you have to crop dust. And I explained to her what that was because she was farting a lot that day. And she's like, are you not allowed? Because we were reading the rules and she thought it was on the sign that she was not allowed to crop dust.
I'm sure she loves the fact that you're telling the whole world that she has a farting issue.
Our friends don't listen to this.
Oh, my gosh.
Can I be honest? I don't know how to roller skate.
Really?
Like
even I know how to roller skate.
I tell you, it's been so many years, I don't know if I could.
No, it's like riding a bike.
Yeah.
But I never learned how to roller skate in the first place. So.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't rollerblade either?
Yeah, that's awesome.
I actually tried rollerblading, and it was very difficult, so I gave it up. My ankles were killing me.
You know what we can get for you, though? They have now, they have the Skate Mate. It's this thing that you hold on to like a walker.
Yeah, it looks like an old person walker.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Lots of people use them.
I'm the guy that holds onto the wall. I'm the wall guy that holds onto the wall all the way around the ice skating rink.
Yeah, Nate, they also have a rollerblade now that has a shoe under it, so you just walk. It's good.
Really? I'm going
to
start
I'll
doing
turn off. Turn this off.
That's like going to the bowling alley when you put up the bumpers.
The bumpers, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything that you should have learned how to do as a kid that you don't know how to do? Like, I don't know how to roller skate, and I feel like we would get invited to the roller skating party at Skate Erie on Wednesday nights, and I would go and play video games because I didn't know how to roller skate, and I was so embarrassed. Because Kim Dobson asked me to roller skate with her, and I didn't know how.
That was during the couple skate.
And now she's dead.
Yeah. I don't know how to skate. I don't know how to skateboard. I should have learned that as a kid, but I don't know how to skateboard.
I don't know how to skateboard.
No.
I would love to see you guys learn now.
No, it frightens me.
Never too late to learn how to skateboard.
Yeah, never too late.
Never too late.
Gary has a skate park down the block from his house. I would love for you to get on a skateboard and try it.
He'll be in traction.
But back to your question, though, Nate. I can't think of anything I didn't learn how to do as a kid.
So you know how to ride a bike.
Yes.
You roller skate. You ice skate.
Yeah.
Do you know how to ski? You can ski.
Yeah, yeah.
Shoot a gun?
No,
yeah.
Wait a minute.
Take a woman's bra off with one hand.
You should learn that as a kid to learn a gun.
Never learned how to take a woman's bra off with one hand.
What about tying a cherry stem with your tongue?
That's bullshit. Nobody does that.
What kid needs to learn that?
Yeah.
It's not being taught to children. What kind of school did you go to?
I knew how to do that as a kid.
Really?
Is that why you were popular in high school?
I successfully tied a stem into a knot one time. Hmm. And I'm convinced it was an accident.
I don't know.
It took a long time. But we're all sitting there going.
You need fingers.
Don't you need your teeth?
What about you, Gandhi? No. Gandhi, can you do it? Can you do all of the above?
I don't think I can tie a cherry stem in a knot with my tongue. Pretty sure I can't do that. But the other stuff, yeah, I did learn how to do it, which is fascinating because neither of my parents, well, my mom didn't know how to ride a bike, so our neighbors taught us how to ride a bike. Our neighbors taught us how to skate. And my mom was so happy that we learned how to do it because she said she felt very behind not being able to do those things, so she was happy that we could.
Brody got bored and left.
Is it weird to skate around the neighborhood? Like, there's a guy.
Yeah.
There's a guy that puts on a hockey jersey and just carries a stick and he just skates around my neighborhood.
If you wear roller skates anywhere other than a roller rink, you're weird.
Especially the brown ones with the orange wheels.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh. Roller blades, you might get a pass, even then you're a little weird. But roller skates, you're definitely strange.
I like how you're passing judgment here.
Well. I don't know. Oh, if you saw somebody roller skating outside of your house, wouldn't you think they're a little off?
I would love it. I'd be like, what in the hell's happening?
Considering I live on a farm, yeah.
Yeah.
Brody has his board. He's ready to go.
I got my board ready to go.
Is that a short board or a long board?
It's the size board I bought.
Okay.
That doesn't even look like it supports body weight.
I know.
Regular size.
It looks like a kid.
It's very warped.
It's a little... Yeah.
Well, I got it when I was a kid, but I can still ride it a little bit.
Do you lie on it on your stomach and do like this?
No, I do not.
Take us for a ride.
Brody, I love you, but you cannot ride that.
Oh, yes, Scott, is that a bet?
Yes.
Yes.
I want you to go outside, no helmet, and get on it.
Right. No helmet. Don't please wear the helmet.
Need a helmet.
No helmet.
Okay, so the challenge is on. Dave Brody, we need to see video of you riding your skateboard.
Yeah,
come on. And if you can do a kickflip, that would be amazing.
Oh, yeah. Do an ollie. Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Credit to Brody, though. Credit to Brody, because Scotty called him out, and he goes, oh, yeah, you want to bet? Thinking Scotty would be like, oh, no, I don't want to bet.
No, I do want to bet.
Yeah, but then once he did, Brody is kind of, you know, has to do it now. So
can we do this on the show tomorrow, Elvis?
Yeah, sure. I'd like to see this.
Brody, I didn't know this about you.
Brody, we got to find someone to get you on live camera.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
All these years, I didn't know you could skateboard.
We can't. That's why you just said it's not going to happen.
Oh, I believe he can. Absolutely.
Thank you, Elvis.
I believe in Brody, but I need to see it.
Pixar, it didn't happen.
Frog, time.
You had 2 minutes, but you could. You know,
what about surfing?
We're done.
Surfing?
Tomorrow on the show, I never learned how to surf. Okay, I'll give you that one. Tomorrow on the show, Dave Brody's on the skateboard.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah! Can't wait.
Saturday show.
All right, we got to get out of here. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show. I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.